Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Tony with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the state budgets focus heavily on addressing the current healthcare crisis by enticing practitioners to go rural. Stephanie Falasina has more.
As part of the Queensland state budget, Treasurer Cameron Dick announced that the government will give $20,000 to health practitioners and $70,000 to doctors to take up positions in rural and regional Queensland. This comes as part of a $2.9 billion health funding uplift set to roll out over the next 5 years to address demand and cost pressures. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk said the government is being responsive to the health needs of Queenslanders in this budget.
We're also putting more money to address issues that Queenslanders are telling us need addressing, such as ranking.
A Queensland man formerly convicted of bribing police and dealing in stolen vehicles has been acquitted due to the entrapment by a dishonest and corrupt undercover police officer. The man, Nemanja Pradagovic, was arrested in 1992 as part of Operation Trident, a police operation that, due to a commission of inquiry, was later allegedly found guilty of deliberate modification and falsification of evidence.
In national news, the bones of a prehistoric skink as big as a human arm have been discovered by Australian cave researchers, who have dubbed it the Mega Chonk. Researchers from Flinders University say it is the largest skink ever discovered. While it is formally called the Tiliqua frangens, researchers have played on its bulkiness, nicknaming it the Mega Chonk or the Chonkosaurus.
Refugees and asylum seekers on Nauru are set to be moved off the island by the end of the month. Regular transfers of asylum seekers from Nauru into hotel detention have been conducted over recent months. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre and Refugee Action Coalition have said that most detainees have moved from hotel detention to being granted bridging visas and are encouraged to find work.
In international news, a 76-year-old Ecuadorian woman who was declared dead has knocked on her coffin during her wake. Bella Montoya, a retired nurse, was rushed back to hospital when she remains in intensive care after family noticed the knocking on the coffin. Montoya was declared dead after suffering a possible stroke and cardiopulmonary arrest. No details have been released in relation to the premature declaration of death, as the government calls for an investigation into the hospital.
For your weather today, Brisbane is looking at a foggy morning, but a light and sunny afternoon. It is currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3.8, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.